Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, starring award-winning real estate coaches and number one international best-selling authors, Tim and Julie Harris. Real Estate Coaching Radio is the nation's number one daily radio show for realtors who demand authentic real-time coaching. Get ready for fluff-free, unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what's truly working to get you into action, helping others, and making money now in today's real estate market. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back. We've got a fantastic show for you today. We introduced all of you to the Harris Certified Coach Affiliate Program. And I have to say, the level of interest we've received in it, I'm not surprised, really. I mean, I knew there was a lot of agents out there that wanted to become coaches. I knew there was a lot of agents out there that are interested in starting their own coaching business. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of agents out there that want to generate multiple sources of income. That's what being a Harris Certified Coach is from the business perspective. But obviously, from a personal perspective, it's something completely different. And what we're going to do today on today's show, because I don't want to, you know, we have to answer all the questions we've received. I'm going to go through a lot of the questions that we received about the program, about what it means to become a Harris Certified Coach. But I really want to drill down on the why you'd want to become a Harris Certified Coach. So there's a lot of, I think, a lot of, how do you want to say it? I think about some of the coaching calls I've had with a lot of our elite clients. And these, my typical elite client, personal elite clients, probably making $1 million per year. And, you know, one of the things I noticed that wears them down a lot is how thankless this job is, despite the money that they're earning. That's something I think might confuse a lot of you who are on your way to ascending to the levels that a lot of these personal clients of mine are in terms of revenue and, you know, prestige and all that. But they always, they'll have huge months. Like I have some clients right now that are making $200,000, $250,000, you know, this month alone. A lot of folks that are being incredibly successful, earning millions of dollars per year, number one agents in all their markets, and all this is great, right? But they, so it's not like really I'm going to be able to dramatically improve their skill set. But what I'm there to do, what any great coach is going to do, and this is really at any level, though obviously a newer agent's going to require a lot more skills than virtually anything else, you know, essentially directions what newer agents are after. But an experienced agent, they need coaching too, because really this real estate thing that we all do is the very definition of a thankless job. And that's what I have to remind my clients. So, you know, you're dealing with clients, buyers and sellers, and it doesn't matter what income level a lot of these guys are, that they're going to be absolutely stressed out many times about the real estate transaction. And it's, and even when you're dealing with someone that's on like a celebrity, I have a, I'm not going to mention his name. I've interviewed him though, if you guys can want to figure it out, but he was one of the, one of my superstars about a month or two ago. Well, he works with some of the biggest named celebrities in Hollywood. And he has, and he, most times he won't, I don't even ask, but, and he doesn't tell me who they are, but he tells me about the situations that they're in. These are people that you guys know about, celebrities that are earning supposedly tens of millions of dollars per movie, the whole thing. And they suffer the same exact stresses that everyone else does. Someone that's, you know, like from where Julie and I are from in Columbus, Ohio, when we sold, you know, $200,000 houses, the emotions that somebody that's buying or selling a $20 million house are almost identical to those that are, you know, the folks that are buying or selling $200,000 houses. So why am I telling you all this? Julie, are you on? Julie?
Yes, I was muted. So, I am on.
So, okay, so the reason I'm telling you all this is because as a Harris Certified Coach, we're going to tell you exactly how to basically help people work through the emotions of, you know, agents work through the emotions, no matter where they are on the spectrum of success in real estate. And a good bit of what we do and a good bit of what you're going to have to do as a certified coach is that. Now, but here's, yesterday I mentioned the fact that this is, this job doing this position is sometimes cathartic, and that you will work through some of your own personal issues that you didn't even know you had as you're helping somebody else work through theirs. So, you know, setting aside the financial opportunity that the being a Harris Certified Coach really is, and I'm going to go through it one more time today, relatively quick, just so you guys understand it. But aside from that, the fact is that this is going to be something that's so completely emotionally rewarding for you as you're able to have phone calls with these agents around the country, sometimes in different countries, who are trying to figure things out. And you're going to be able to, using our material, tell them exactly how to get the listing or how to exactly overcome an objection. So that's the benefit that you'll have as a Harris Certified Coach, because we are your backbone. We have already provided all the content and all the training. And what you need to do basically, if you, now not all of you are going to want to be doing one-on-one coaching calls, and I understand. And if you don't, that's fine. But for those of you who do, or who you know, you're ready to. And frankly, I, you know, some of the resumes that we've been getting from those of you who want to become a Harris Certified Coach Affiliate, you, oh my gosh, you guys are, you would make incredible coaches. That's the bottom line. You have so much experience, so much, you've been through recessions, you've been through a lot of the same stuff that we've been through. You just don't have the coaching experience, but you know, in your heart of hearts, that if given the opportunity, you would be a fantastic coach. And you know what? I agree with you. And this is your opportunity. So it's going to be up to you to decide whether or not you actually want to take the opportunity. But as a Harris Certified Coach, one of the greatest benefits is that you don't have to, when helping people solve these problems, you know, let's just say, for example, you're doing a teleconference and you're going to do a teleconference for your office. And let's say 25 agents show up and you're going to be using one of our presentations that we're going to teach you how to use as part of being a Harris Certified Coach. It's a script. All you got to do is read the words and add some of your own stories to it. It's fun, you know? So let's say you're going to talk about the 7-step listing process or something like that. That's universally good information for everybody, no matter where they are on the spectrum of success. Well, you're going to hear agents asking, basically giving you feedback, but they're so grateful and thankful that you've cleared the air about some things they were confused about. That what's going to happen at the end of your presentation is you're going to feel incredibly fulfilled because you're going to know you helped somebody. That feeling doesn't go away. And so what happens is you take that positive emotion and you repeat that as often as you can, and then you start changing yourself. That's kind of the weird side benefit of being of service to other people, is you actually become a better person about yourself, towards yourself. You treat yourself better. You start improving on all different avenues. Like, you know, some of you guys wanted to write a book. And let me tell you, we've written 6. Only one's been an international bestseller. We're working on number 7 now. Writing a book's a big job. It's a huge job. But, you know, if you are a Harris Certified Coach and you're helping other people accomplish their goals, I bet you're going to figure out a way to get it done. All the things in your life that you've wanted to accomplish, as you're helping other people accomplish them, you'll get done quicker because you're going to be in the, you're going to essentially be in the mode of success constantly as you help other people accomplish their goals. So let's talk about the math real quick. And then, you know, we're going to drill down and answer some of your questions. And if you guys have any other questions too, those of you who listen live, feel free to email me directly, tim@timandjulieharris.com. So here's how the math works. I'm going to use this as a simple example. Let's say, for example, you guys are, you have an office with 100 agents. You know as well as I do, your broker or office manager will welcome any kind of training from anybody, basically. Anyone walking off the street can probably get an audience at the next office meeting. So here's what I want you to do. We will provide all this for you. Go to your manager, your broker, your office manager, tell them that you're a Harris Certified Coach after you have the certification, and tell them that these are, you know, 3 different presentations, training seminars that you'd like to provide for free to the agents in the office. You could charge a fee too, but I would do it for free. And then the presentations are going to be about things that are going to be tactical, practical, put them in a position to help other people make money, you know, like this podcast is. Chances are the agents in your office have heard of, you know, our company before. They may have purchased the book. They listened to the podcast. By the way, Julia podcast, 143,000 yesterday. How about that? So guys, awesome. The moral of the story is that you're going to basically get the benefit of being associated with our brand when you're going and talking with these agents, and they're going to, obviously, since this is the number one listened to podcast, daily podcast for agents, you know, our book was the number one international bestseller. I'm told that it's going to outsell some of the best selling real estate books of all time. Cool stuff. And the new book, I mean, oh my gosh, I hope we meet the publisher's expectations. That's going to be kind of nuts. Sure. He's talking about a book. Yeah, pressure. Exactly. Thank you, Julie, for doing most of the writing. I really appreciate it. I think listeners who read the book will know that you probably did most of the writing, but it's okay. So guys, you're going to do these presentations. And let's say you have 100 agents in your office, and let's say 50 agents show up. You're at the end of your presentation, it's going to be half hour, 45 minutes with questions. You're going to say, by the way, those of you who would like to have a free coaching call with a Harris new member coach, please let me know or write your name on this tablet of paper. And probably of the 50 people, 25 people will say yes. And then you just pass that information back to us. And then our sales team calls them, and our sales team are our new member coaches. They're synonymous. And they'll call them, they'll give them a free coaching call. And the coaching calls are, you know, dependent on what the agent's needs are. And then they offer information about the Premier Coaching Program. So let's say you generate 25 leads. Of the 25 leads, let's say half of them purchase Premier Coaching. So your one event that took you half hour to 45 minutes, follow me with what I'm telling you here, guys. Don't get distracted. These are the actual numbers. So if you presented in front of 50 people, by the way, you could have done a webinar, you could have done a teleconference. Those of you who are trying to figure out how to no longer, I mean, when Julie and I, our coaching business took off, we moved out of Ohio. And you can, that's the thing that coaching gives you. It gives you mobility. It gives you consistent recurring revenue. So you're going to present to them. You're going to have 25 people say that, yes, they want a free coaching call. They're going to get a coaching call with one of our new member coaches. The new member coach will then, at least half the time, they'll want to buy Premier Coaching. Premier Coaching is $3,000. You guys get 70% of the net from that $3,000. So around $2,100 will be paid to you for every one of those. It's less after, you know, there's some banking fees and just miscellaneous Mickey Mouse fees. But it's, let's just say $2,100 for the sake of doing the math easily. So if there were 12 people that bought and the average one's going to pay $2,100 just from that one event, it's basically $24,000. More than that, really, obviously. So there you go. That's how it works. That's how it works just with Premier Coaching. And then if someone in that of the people you sold wants to upgrade to VIP or Plus or Elite, get paid on those too. Now, some of you are going to want to coach personally, and I get that. What I just described for you, you don't have to coach personally. All you have to do is the event. Now, we're going to support you in doing your events. We're going to give you flyers. We're going to give you the email addresses of all the agents in your overall market. So if you're in Omaha, Nebraska, we'll give you all the agent emails in Omaha, Nebraska, and you can do whatever you want to do. This is all on you. You're going to do this yourself. Or you can just, what I would frankly do when getting started, is I would just work, first of all, with your own office, and then expand after you see how, frankly, lucrative this opportunity is. So then you're going to do, let's say you decide to expand. Let's say that you decide to do an event, one per month. You do the math on this, guys. This very quickly, for some of you, could become more lucrative than selling real estate. Now, I had a couple people, and we're going to get to the FAQs in a second, who were suspicious of the payouts. And I'm just being completely honest with you guys, I'd rather make this so that it's such a financial home run for you that you're motivated to do it than being overly greedy. So that's basically where we're coming from. You guys know we're no bullshit. We're direct. We're going to be honest with you. And so that's the reason that when you look at the math on this, you can eat on that scenario I just gave you, you'll pay for your certification times two within the first event. Think about that for a second. That's what this really truly is. So for those of you who are looking for, you know, prestige, a sense of accomplishment, because this kind of, if you think about it in real estate, being a Harris certified coach, being able to make money off selling, you know, the information that's in your head that you're just giving away now, and having our systems as a backbone for your coaching business, doesn't that feel like something would be the next natural step for virtually all of you? I mean, you're going to have, as a Harris certified coach, you'll have a feeling of success, accomplishment. And as I described yesterday, and I think I did this as clearly as I could, a lot of you are at the point in your careers where you're bored. You're looking for a new challenge. You know, you've taken real estate as far as you can, emotionally, mentally, maybe even educationally, you're kind of plateauing. You're looking for what's next. Well, this is what's next. Now, for many of you, we don't want you to stop selling real estate, but this will probably make it so you'll never have to have a buyer, you know, shadow your car again. You'll never have to buy or have a show another house. I mean, at the very least, this is going to make it so you have multiple sources of income. And, you know, there's interesting lifestyle options that real estate won't or can't offer you, because as a coach, as doing what we're describing, you really could do a webinar or a teleconference or live events. You could really just do it exactly like we're saying. You don't need to be worrying about business systems or content or merchant services accounts or websites or any of that stuff. All you have to do as the Harris Certified Coach is use the information we give you, leverage the business relationships that you already have, your professional center of influence, and, you know, your real estate friends, your private Facebook groups, and then start getting the word out using the essentially the done for you presentations, just like we do as far as Premier. You know, we give agents done presentations. Why make it hard on anybody? Just, you know, if, as a Harris affiliate coach, here you go. Here's 7 presentations. Here's the outline. Here's what it sounds like when it's being delivered. Here's what you say, how you say it. Here's where you add a story to make it personal, so it feels like, you know, something personal that will be relatable. And then you're off to the races. And then you're not trying to sell. We don't want you guys selling. We don't want you selling from your at your events, from your webinars. We don't want you selling anywhere. We just want you presenting quality information that's designed to help people. I want to be very clear on that. You will be successful doing this if you don't sell. Isn't that crazy? But it's true. You'll be successful doing this when you get really good at providing information that's of service to other people. Something that makes it, that's the reason this podcast is so successful. because we don't do this podcast with the intent of selling. We do this podcast with the intent of helping. And when you help somebody accomplish something, have an epiphany, have an aha, just if you help them in a small, tiny little way, and you do that a few times, that's going to make a huge impact on their life. The accumulation effect of those little small few times you've helped them, that can sometimes change someone's life. That's, again, that goes back to the cool thing about being a coach, you know? So there it is. I mean, that's basically the kit and caboodle. And I do, you know, Julie and I, we talked about this, but we want you guys to name your coaching practice. You know, if this were presented back to us back in 1998, when Julie and I picked up our first coaching client, and someone said, hey, Tim, you can become a, you know, XYZ a certified coach, and you can name it XYZ certified coach, Tim and Julie Harris. I didn't have to do anything else other than basically get coaching folks to raise their hands and say, yes, I'm interested in a free coaching call. Hell yeah, I would have done it. I mean, of course I would have done it. What we had to do to basically create what we've created, you get all the benefit of that. So let's get into the questions. Julie, any other thoughts? I know you've been talking to people about this all day too.
Well, yeah. And one of the comments has been that they are already very familiar with the content. It's not like you've got to learn an entirely new system. This should all sound very, very familiar to you. And many of you are living examples of that. So, you know, there's nothing complicated about this. And especially, Tim, because of what you said, you don't even have to sell it. So I wanted to just drill down on that math for a second. Your example of a minimum of 24,000 net off of potentially just one simple event, and that event right. didn't require thousands of people to attend. This is something a lot of you guys do all the time for free. You go and you do panels, you do masterminds, you do office meetings, you speak at different things, if only at your office for some of you. So let's take that example, 24,000 minimum net off of one decent event. Divide that by your current average net commission, and that'll tell you how many deals you would have had to do to get to that same income. So it's certainly a viable spoke, and for some of you, maybe a replacement to an enhancement of a retirement plan. You know, you have flexibility and freedom with this. We're not telling you what you have to do. We're just giving you some options of what can be done through the blessing of being able to help your knowledge, supported by our systems, our customer service staff, certainly our content, and all of that, you know, support material where it's as done for you as we possibly could do. And again, you're just leveraging your existing relationships. All those people that are, you know, benefiting from the things that you've learned and implemented, why not monetize that and expand upon it so that you have more opportunity? So, you know, it's something that we're passionate about. We get kind of excited about it. Go ahead.
So we coach a lot of brokers and office managers, Julie and I do personally. And so I'm on a phone call this morning, Julie, with no names. You know, this is one of those people that I have a confidential mm-hmm. agreement sure. with that I won't write. So I mentioned him and I said, listen, why don't you become, and this is an office manager. He works for somebody. I think he gets like $300,000 a year. He's out in LA, manages two different brokerages. He gets it's something like that, $300,000 salary and some override or something like that. So I ask him, how much time does he spend right now basically doing this kind of, you know, he uses our content already. So he takes Harris content and he uses that for his training content. He doesn't hide it or try to mislead people that he's created his own. He actually says, this is from Tim and Julie, you know? So I said to him, listen, why don't you go to your broker? Why don't you get your broker to basically sign off on the idea of you becoming a Harris certified coach? And then every time you do an event, which he does weekly events, you know, training events, and he does webinars, obviously this guy's really good. Otherwise he wouldn't be making the money he does as an office manager. And I said to him, and then what happens is you just essentially at the end of every seminar say, listen, those of you'd like a free coaching call with a Harris new member coach, let me know and I'll connect you. And then the sales that happen from those folks signing up for at least Premier Coaching, he's going to collect, the broker and him are going to split the 70% of the commission or of the fee that comes in from that sale. So they're actually going to split the money. He's loved the idea, obviously, because he's created for him another income stream, and he's created for the broker an income stream that the broker didn't have before. And the broker is obviously going to want to reinforce the idea of this guy doing more events. And see, you guys can see how this will all get spun up. And most of the agents in his office were using versions of our, you know, some of them are Premier Coaching members. Well, I'm sure a lot of them listen to our podcast. So they're already sort of in our system already, but this is just formalizing something he's already doing. So office managers, brokers, team leaders, this is a way. Now, here, let's pivot. Not all of you are going to want to sell coaching at all. Some of you are just going to want to become a affiliate of ours as Harris Certified Coach for your own reasons, for your own edification, because you just want to do it because it's a challenge, because you want to learn something new. That's fine. You don't have to sell it. This doesn't have to be an income stream for you. I understand. That's cool. Others of you are going to want to, you know, mix real estate and doing this. That makes sense to me too. And some of you are going to want to completely get out of real estate and just do this as your full-time thing. All those different variations will work and the math works. And that's the reason I think, you know, to the question that I had about why we're so, you know, why didn't we just do 50-50 or why didn't we pay the affiliates less? Most affiliates only get paid 30% if, you know, if you're an affiliate of another company. Well, why are we paying 70%? Because we want you guys to be motivated. And our goal is to have this year 100 affiliate coaches doing at least one event per week. What happens then? A lot more people basically get to join the movement of essentially returning back to sanity in the real estate industry and getting back to the core basic principles that we preached, you know, being of service to other people and doing what you don't want to do and you don't want to do at the highest level. And it helps our cause. And ultimately, it helps all of you guys as well. So I have got some of these other questions, Julie. I think you and I in our chatting there. Okay, I'm going to go through some of these relatively quick. And again, guys, if you want to learn more about this, just go to harriscertifiedcoach.com, harriscertifiedcoach.com, and just scroll to the bottom. And there's a lot of FAQs there. I had a lot of questions. Is this a franchise? The answer is no, it's not. It's an affiliate program. Franchises have a lot of complexity and we don't want to have anything to do with it. Okay. What's the cost of affiliate? The cost of affiliation is $12,000. It is financeable. So if you don't want to, you know, you can finance it, no problem. And there's no interest for the first 6 months. Most of you will, you know, if you do one event, I just showed you the math, you'll pay off the affiliation in 12 months. So there you go. Kind of a no-brainer. Let's see, no payments, no interest if the balance is paid off full in 6 months. I have to say it correctly. And there's no payment for the first 30 days. So there you go. Now the price is going to increase. We're planning on increasing the affiliation after the first 25, then we're gonna increase it again after 25 after that and go up from there. And our goal is, like I said, within 12 months to have 100. So what is included in affiliation? I think we covered that, so I don't need to go over that again. How long is the affiliation term? It's 12 months. Then you have to renew, but your renewal fee is going to be $3,000 to $5,000. It's not the $12,000. Do we increase the affiliation fees? Like if you join now, if you join now at the entry price, because this is a newish program for us, we're not going to raise the price on you. But people that come in after, they're not only going to have to pay more to be affiliates, they're also going to have to pay more in their annual renewals. So do I have to be a U.S. resident to become a Harris Certified Coach? So a lot of Canadians that were interested in people from Australia. The answer is no. Will an affiliate have limited exclusive territory? I thought that was a great question. The answer is no. So this is another reason why you guys don't want to wait on this, is because if you're in, it doesn't matter where, United States, you want to become a Harris Certified Coach first, and especially in your office, at the very least other offices as well, because then when you call and you essentially lock in a training schedule for the next 90 days or 12 months, you know, you're going to be presenting this in May, this in June, this in July. You know, you're going to go to these office meetings. It's easy to get these things, I promise you. Well, another Harris Certified Coach calls up and says, hey, I want to present your office. The office manager or broker is going to say, I've already got a Harris Certified Coach that presents here once a month. Thank you very much. No, thank you. Same goes with your office as well. You know, your broker office manager, or if you are a broker office manager, you're not going to, if you're the Harris Certified Coach, you're not obviously going to have to worry about, you know, some other agent who works for you becoming a Harris Certified Coach, because you already got your bases covered. So just think about that. You don't want to wait. Can there be more than one Harris Certified Coach affiliate in my city, state, broker, office location? There can be, hypothetically, but just market forces will make it so that it's very difficult for, you know, there to be two Harris affiliate coaches that are presenting in the same office. I don't think it'll ever happen, actually. We encourage you to choose your own name. So the question was, how do I get to name my affiliate company, or how do I get it to be approved? We want you to name it something that's going to motivate you. So like I was saying, you could be Harris Certified Coach Long Beach. You can be Harris Certified Coach Bill and Sally Rogers. You just have to submit your name request to an email address and then we'll approve it. The only reason we want to review it is just to make sure that there aren't any conflicts. Can I set my own rates? You can if you want to do private coaching, but the fact is that you won't want to because we've already tested the pricing points and we know how things work and we know what the market forces will dictate and all the rest of it. So I wouldn't waste any time trying to rethink anything. It's kind of a waste of time for you. Next, a lot of questions about the commissions and how the payouts work. We told you that. Can I use Harris's sale team to help me sell clients? Yes, we've explained that. We actually don't want you selling. All we want you to do is doing what you're already doing in a more formal manner and communicating your vast knowledge using our presentations to the agents in your marketplace. You could do this nationally, by the way. Some of you guys are going to want to expand this and do it outside of your immediate area. You can, if you want to put the effort in. I mean, we do. That's how we sell coaching. We sell coaching in 11 different countries. So you can as well. Chances are, if you're selling in any of our major markets, that we have a lot of clients, we've already essentially, you know, conditioned folks to want to join, be a Harris, a client. So you go to some office, you're going to run into people that are already enrolled with us, and you're going to run into more people that we're thinking about enrolling with us, and you're going to get those sales. So the ground in many markets and all the major markets, it's already well established with lots and lots, thousands and thousands of coaching clients around the country. Do affiliates have access to all premier coaching content? Of course. We talked about the one-on-one referrals. Some of you guys are not, I would be surprised, frankly, if more than maybe 80% of you, well, I bet you maybe 20% of you are going to want to actually do real one-on-one coaching because it's a lot of work. It takes a lot of time. So when you generate, if you're doing a presentation and you're going to have someone who wants to be in one-on-one coaching, if you don't want to coach that person personally, you can refer that to us and then we'll pay you just for the referral. So every time they pay us, you'll get paid. That's how it works. Do I have to generate my own clients? We work together with you on that. And like I described, you do the events. You use the information that we give you to do the events. You offer at the end a free coaching call. Those leads go to us. We close them. You get paid. That's the whole loop. We give you complete transparency on what's actually happening with the sales. You'll know everything that there is to know about their, you know, they're paying, they're not paying, all the good stuff. So you'll have access to that information, completely transparent. Okay. Oh, here's a good one. So how long is the Harris Certified Coach training? It's 6 months and then there is a test. That was the other question we were getting. But some of you, as Julie talked about earlier, are so well acquainted with our material because you've been coaching clients for so long that I'm quite certain that if you had the test in front of you, you would pass it right away. You know, it's going to be an online test. Once you test, so you could enroll today, take the test tomorrow, and basically you don't have to wait 6 months. So just be very clear on that. Now, we do want you to go through 6 months of training and it's all online. Julie's going to be doing it because we do want you to have the material so you could start mastering it. I think that's really important that you understand that. But if all you ever did was basically enroll, take the test, master the presentations, and you know, I told you how we're going to work with you on the sales. Well, you could do that too. Not a big challenge. All right. I already answered that question. Is there additional training required? No, but we do require that all of our affiliates go to two events per year, assuming we're doing two events per year. Most of the events that Julie and I do are private events, so that wouldn't be appropriate. But the other events, like one in July that we're doing, that would be something that new affiliates would have to go to. And that's in Austin. And then we're going to have some special things. You know, I had this as an interesting question. Someone said, like, how much of a, you know, are they just joining a club or is this a business? It's really both. I mean, if you think in real estate, when you're a coach, well, that's kind of prestigious. If you're a Harris certified coach, that's the next level. Okay, but those are just words. What if you're actually a Harris certified coach that's earning tens of thousands of dollars per month, you know, recurring, from you having to do maybe a presentation here and there? That's kind of a cool thing. So this is the business opportunity that's in front of you. But I want you to approach this, frankly, I want you to approach this mostly from an opportunity for you to really be a significant service to other people. If you approach this strictly from a financial perspective, you're not going to have, people are going to sense that you're not really in it for the benefit of them. You're going to get it's like on this podcast, guys, I hope you can feel that what we're trying to do with every word that we choose to say, that we're trying to be a help to you. We're trying to make your path, your journey a little bit easier. We're trying our best to make it so that you guys can accomplish everything that you set your mind to as quickly as you can with the least amount of pain, struggling, and effort. And the thing that podcast listeners like about us is that we will tell you when something's bullshit. And there's so much bullshit out there that it's difficult because most people don't, they frankly don't have the experience to be able to see through whatever product or whatever is being offered to you guys, you know, and usually in the tech variety with regards to lead generation. But some of you have fallen into those systems where you're buying leads or you're stuck on some idea that if you mail out enough postcards, eventually you're going to get some great benefit for it. And you've realized that's been a big waste of money and time. Well, you know, that's how people usually discover us. They say, what's the truth? Where can I actually go to get real information that's not going to be someone just trying to sell me something? I heard several times recently that one of our main competitors, and this is something guys will never do, essentially strong arms new coaching clients into signing up for a CRM that evidently he owns something, some major part of, and some other tech product that's like some video conference. I don't even know what it was. So evidently, you know, there's one of our competitors who you sign up for his coaching program. He's then going to essentially have his coaches badger you into signing up for another two recurring, you know, more expense for you amounts to about $800 a month after you've signed up for his coaching program. Well, most of you are smart enough to know that you've now basically walked into something that's not about what's best for you, but it's about what's best for the organization. That sucks. I hate that. Don't you? So that's the reason I think a lot of people basically find their home with us, because they know when they're here that they can trust what we're saying is for the best interest of them individually. Nobody, and you guys, if you listen to us long enough, you know what I'm saying is really true. I do not know anybody else that's in the real estate industry that's doing what we do or anything like what we're doing who is 100% there for the sake of the agents, making agents' lives better. Most everybody else is talking tech or brokers or teams. What about agents who are trying to build profitable businesses where the business is, you know, designed to essentially be of service to other folks? The business is designed, they're not in it for ego. They're not trying to build some big, huge, you know, 40 person team or expansion team. They want to have a life. They want to get to the point where their business makes lots of profit, and that profit they can reinvest and become rich, and where that money works for them and they no longer have to work for their money. Doesn't all this make sense? Can't you understand that without having all these overly complex analytical thoughts? What I'm saying, and what you guys will be saying as Harris certified coaches, it's easy to say because it's the truth and it's not convoluted. And everyone you'll be talking to and presenting to can wrap their mind around it because it makes sense. That's what being a Harris certified coach is all about. So more questions, I'll just go through these. The license agreement, if you want to see it, it's on the website, just go to harriscertifiedcoach.com. Do I have to have errors and emissions insurance? Yes, you can and or should, and I'll connect you with somebody. It's easy, it's not expensive, like $1,000. Is a website included? It's not, but you really don't need it because you're going to have your profile on our main website. So if you want to have your own standalone, you know, social networking presence and all the rest of it, that's easy to do. We'll show you how to do it. Okay, that's about it. Oh, should I incorporate as an LLC? Sub asked that question. We had like 10 times. That's really up to you. Probably is the answer. And, you know, you want to obviously make it so that you're being paid in the least taxy way as possible, but that's really up between you and your accountant. Some of you guys are up in Canada, and you know, I'm sure we have people in Australia that are going to be listening to this, want to become Harris certified coaches. You're really going to have to drill down and decide how you want to receive the revenue from the coach, the folks that you help us bring into coaching. So that's about it, guys. I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer. It's not for everyone. You have, if you're just, like I said, if you're just trying to chase dollars, you definitely don't want to do this, because you're going to be in front of people and you're going to be, they're going to smell it on you, and no one's going to want to trust you. You're just not going to be successful at this. Do you have to be really experienced in real estate to take advantage of this opportunity? No, you have to be really good at our content. So if you've been in this business for 2 or 3 years and you sold, you know, 20, 30 houses, this is probably perfect for you. If you're brand new, I want you to get some more experience, because really, if you're standing in front of a group of people and, you know, agents, and they're going to be skeptical, that's how agents are. And if they know you're brand new and haven't done any deals, they're not going to trust you no matter how good the material is. You know, it's funny to me that there's so many coaches out there that have never sold real estate before. That's kind of amazing. But so, yeah, we want you to have a little bit of experience under your belt, but you have to have like thousands of home sales and all the awards and accolades that we did before we started coaching? No, you don't. Because you have the advantage of being associated with our brand, and because you can use the information that we've already created, so you don't have to create it yourself. You do have to know the content. You do know have to know how to present it, and really, then you're home free. That should be pretty straightforward. So listen, guys, go to harriscertifiedcoach.com if this is something that you're interested in. There's a little brief survey that I want you to complete. It's not contingent on you being part of the program. And if you have any questions, just feel free to email me directly at tim@timandjulieharris.com, or you can email julie@timandjulieharris.com. Don't wait on this. Like I said, the goal is within 12 months to have 100 certified coaches. We're going to be increasing the price, I'm guessing probably with every 25 enrollments. So don't wait, guys. So harriscertifiedcoach.com or tim@timandjulieharris.com or julie@timandjulieharris.com. Tomorrow, we're going to be getting back to regularly scheduled content, and we're going to have a great interview with someone who is an expert on PR. So this is the Harris Certified Coach thing. It's going to be living in the background. We're going to mention it occasionally. Hopefully, those of you who are listening to us live, and this is a great day to present it because we'll probably have like 150,000 listeners to today's show. If you're interested in this, if you think this is a good fit for you, if you have the heart of service, and you're looking for another source of income or maybe a replacement source of income, I don't know how we could have made it any easier for you. So go to harriscertifiedcoach.com or tim@timandjulieharris.com or julie@timandjulieharris.com. Have a fantastic day. We'll talk with you on the show tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.